the time traveler, for so it would be convenient to speak with him, is expanding his recondite matter to us. His gray eyes shone and twinkled, and his usually pale face was flushed and animated. The fire burned brightly, and the soft radiance of the incandescent lights in the lilies and silver caught the bubbles that flashed and passed upon our glasses. Our chairs, being as patents, embraced and pressed the service and submitted to be sat upon, and there was that luxurious after-dinner atmosphere when thought roams gracefully free of the trammels of the procession. And he put it to us this morning, marking the points with his lean forefinger, as we sat and lazily admired his earnestness over the paradox, as we thought it, and his fecundity. You must follow me carefully. I shall have to comprehend the universally accepted. The geometry, for example, they taught you in school is founded on a misconception.